Welcome one and all to Every Week Cast with Monster Girls, the number one independent Monster Girl podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. We're solo boloing this bad boy of a commentary because we're both very tired.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sad, but that's most of the podcasts.
That's mostly you, too.
And we were like, well, let's not drag somebody down with our low levels. Instead, let's just vibe it out, and we'll have a lot of fun. Talk up what presumably will be a very good episode. I haven't seen it yet myself.
Oh, so. I've seen it.
Yeah, John Cena it.
Ugh, God
that's,
damn it.
That's a hot meme right now. I don't know. I know you're more of a Attitude Era guy, because you've got
I'm more into no I'm not into memes right I'm more into literature and fine poetry.
Okay, Lucha Underground literature.
It's like literature. It's the Ulysses of wrestling. So what we're gonna do is we're all gonna
like
watch
episode or this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the Ulysses of podcasting, because it's mostly about
no,
people
well,
just
I'm
having...
talking about the anime. I wouldn't go that far.
I was about to say mostly because we just talk about fucking and Dublin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to Dublin.
Shout out to Dublin.
Yeah, the only city found on a site of doubloons, Spanish doubloons. I don't know.
Doubloons
aren't
Spanish.
I'm very tired. They're not
this is only
Spanish.
Slightly less incomprehensible than what you usually say. So anyway, we're going to be watching episode 10 of Monster Musume on Crunchyroll.com, our favorite anime streaming website. And what we're going to do?
Can you believe we've done 10 of these?
I can. Because I've watched all of these episodes twice. That means I've watched like
we're
10 hours.
We're sad enough to do it. We're sad enough to do it. Please, Alan. Tell me what
you're gonna do tonight. I revel. I relish every second that I can watch these beautiful monster girls.
They're truly beautiful.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to you, the listener at home, can watch the episode along with us. I'm going to count down. And we're all going to click play at the same time so we can start our video together. All right. So whenever you're ready, I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, click. And whenever I click, say click, you click. Okay, so click play whenever I say click. Okay, I don't know why I needed to repeat that so many times. All right, 3, 2, 1, click.
Okay, once again, Couldn't Get Monster by Kanye West. It's at this point, it's mostly just a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah, they're kind of rubbing it on our faces, but at this point.
Yeah, it's getting a little offensive and a little hurtful. You know, most shows, if they were going to do such a large oversight like that, I'd give up on episode 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh, every, you know, Everyday Life with D. That's a pretty good name for an episode.
Yeah. With the D. That's another word for dick, which is kind of a metaphor for
penises.
You know what I was listening today? I was listening to There's No Such Thing as a Fish. Sorry. Which is a great podcast, everybody. Check it out. Did you listen to that yet, Alan?
Mm-hmm. I saw the weird dick, weird Roman dick thing.
Yes, the fascinating.
The fascinating. Yes.
The word fascinating's roots take place with an ancient Latin god of male fertility, specifically dick-centric.
There was a dick that with its own dick that was ejaculating into an evil eye. I remember that.
Yes. So I want to say this show is pretty fascinating.
Yes.
Because it's godly, it's pretty divine, and
would you say it's divine art?
Yeah, it's divine. You'll find a lot of divine art on this. My Sonic OC is not in it yet, though, so it's kind of a bummer. The horny bomb, it's like Goku, but hornier. Did his face change from older episodes, or am I just crazy?
I don't think his face changed that much.
It's those two. No,
hey, they belong in the garbage.
That's... No dumping. That's the last time a cop screamed something at me. He said, "No dumping." Russ, I say, fuck
"She's
off.
Got she's got 54 states disease."
Just like Adam Sandler in 51st States.
Wait. So you thought he was the one? You thought Adam Sandler was the one with some sort of disease?
It was a harpy. Yeah. He was.
Oh,
a harpy.
Okay. Yeah. That does make sense because Adam Sandler
off to sea.
Adam Sandler's always making these horrible squawking noises, so yeah, this makes sense.
Oh, I just realized The Wedding Singer, he was kind of a harpy leading Drew Barrymore to a dangerous sea of not being with her beloved asshole character type. Who is she going to get married to?
I forget.
Why is the zombie here?
She's horny.
It's such a... It's these fucking trying to appeal to the noobs with The Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead. More like, yeah, I'd fear watching an hour of that shit.
Chris Hardwick. Fucking Reggie. What the hell's Reggie Gigas doing here? What's this Pokemon doing here?
Reggie Gigas.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, she just got smushed and mashed. Like some sort of jelly jam.
Oh, that's got to be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
That's true. So we've got a monster here. The first true monster. Do you think
Werner maybe this Herzog... tree is just? Do you think maybe this tree doesn't actually want Poppy the bird person, but maybe she's just speaking Spanish?
We should have asked Paul F. Tompkins to be on and do the Werner Herzog voice.
Oh, because this is about nature destroying us all. Yeah.
Here, I'll try my best at it. Nature. The nature grips and tears apart the monster girl who cannot escape her own monstrous nature. Much like we cannot escape the monstrific nature of nature.
Oh, you fucked it up. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, the horny bomb is a symbol of how sexuality is used against us and our own human wiles and passions destroy us all. Man, do you think Werner Herzog would be really weirded out by the boner he had because he's like...
He hates nature so much, but he wants to fuck this tree.
My body wants to fuck the tree, but danger comes with it. Sexuality is such a pinprick. Oh, no.
In Werner Herzog's case, it's especially a pinprick because he's got a needle-like dick that pops balloons.
Is that canon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Remember, you never watched the one thing Werner Herzog fucks his shoe?
Didn't he eat a shoe?
That's the joke.
Yeah, he boiled the shoe. Well,
That's the joke, is that he ate the shoe, but I said fuck.
Well, I just, I like to keep things transparent for the listeners out there.
I get it, Amazon Prime Originals.
You told me to stop talking about that show.
Because it sucks.
Anyway.
So hold on. So here's something I want to know. Do these experimental chemicals make you thick? Is that what this is trying to tell us?
That's how it made me thick, baby.
Is that what Silent Spring by Rachel Carson's about?
Oh my god.
These are some good shots right here.
Yeah.
You got tree boobs. You got bird ass.
You know what I like on a Friday night?
Tree boobs and bird ass.
Yeah, I like to see some ass bobbing and weaving as birds by, what is the thing that the Fantano guy likes? I'm making a goof.
Fantana?
Who's that guy, the needle drop?
Santana?
The needle drop? Do you know? No, yeah.
Anthony Fantano?
Yeah, he likes death grips.
I think that's the only thing he might actually like.
Do you know why it's called the needle drop? Because he has a thin needle-like dick, and he can run it along a record and play sound.
So he has to fuck each record before that's how he reviews them? Oh, she's Godzilla.
Yeah. This is one of the better Godzillas. Garrett Edwards. Fucking stop putting kick-ass in my face. Making me. This is pretty good.
This is pretty good, actually.
I think this is more Evangelion than Godzilla. Well, she turned into...
What are you talking about? She had Godzilla spikes on her hair, and she shot a
laser. It
looked
like that animation was a tribute to the end of Eva.
But it's got an old film... This is clearly a
that
kaiju.
That explosion then and there was specifically Evangelion, but everything else is kaiju.
Oh.
Just hornier. I don't know, some of those
horny
old kaiju movies were pretty horny
fucking kaiju
horny.
Is a little bit redundant.
This is 100% Evangelion. It's really weirding me out. It's such a clash of tones.
Maybe I should watch Evangelion because this I didn't know that there's so much boobs in
it. Well, they're referencing it, emulating it. I thought she was gonna pull that Kiko Kamen technique at it. Oh no!
You gotta suck the. Yeah. She sucked the dryad titty.
Remember, if you ever have to combat somebody...
You just gotta suck their titty.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Why does she have, like, bark on her like on our mons pubis. She's got bark pubes.
It's called the magic of animation. This is fucked up on so many levels.
Suck the leaf, titty.
Oh my god. This is how you beat Erica in Pokemon. Wait, no, there's... I don't know.
This is how you beat one of the Shadow Colossus bosses.
Yeah, that would be actually a pretty good boss battle. Oh, come on.
There's so much sucking going on.
This is so fucked up. I can't even... I feel like I'm going to be arrested. Ugh. Well, you know what? If it's illegal, then I'm living in the wrong country, baby.
Yeah. Maybe the government's the real monster. This is like a Captain Planet episode, basically.
Remember when they had to suck Captain Planet's nipples?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the toxic waste dumper and fucking...
Oh, look, hey, illiteracy's the real monster, see? Wait, which toxic waste dumper? I know all of the Captain Planet bad guys, but I don't know which one you're talking about. Do you mean Duke
lady
Nukem?
In the purple... No, the lady
yeah,
in
Mrs.
the purple...
Blight.
Mrs. What is it again?
It's Blight.
Mrs. Blight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was...
I think I just implied Miss Blight sucked on Captain Planet's nipples to defeat him.
That'd be cool. Remember the one time they went back in time and Captain Planet met Hitler and was and like got weakened by being in the same room as him? Because he said hate's a type of pollution too? Oh, and there was the one that Mark Hamill played that was Verminous Scum?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Verminous Scum's pretty good. And I was going to ask mostly about... what's her name again? Mrs. Blight. Do you think she wanted to pollute so bad is because she wanted to mommy dom the Earth?
The mom, Gaia, was a real character in the world in that show.
So she wanted to dom mom. So maybe she had
she
bad experience.
A reverse mommy dom.
It's like Kill Bill, but dom mom.
Dom mom. Dom mom is my... Oh, I heard that that in the original Old English, it was dom muon. You know, because you see Don Juan was originally pronounced Don Juan.
Yeah. Well, the poem, Don Juan, was pronounced Don Juan.
I know. This is the rhyme scheme.
Oh, no.
I wish more people were nice to the Cyclops.
It was this friggin' minion.
But you should be nice to her. Be nice
She's
to the minion.
She's good, but you've... Yeah, well... Hey, Alan, my video's fucking up. Here, I'm going to switch to SD. Where are you right now?
I'm at 11.
Here, I'm going to skip ahead some. I might miss some of the episode, folks. My bad. I'm going to skip to 12, and you tell me when I'm caught up.
Okay, I'll tell you the exact moment I get to 12. I'll tell you what you're missing right now. Ciri is in a knight's armor. There's like a crowd around. She took off her helmet. She's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucking horny.
Oh, is she the man on fire? Don't spoil it for the fucking audience, dude. A lust for revenge. A lust for the monster girl. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, the devil girl's here. Okay, I'm about to tell you when it's... Okay.
Damn.
Okay. 12, now. Go. You good?
Wait, was there just some racism there?
A racism against what? Against eyes?
Yeah, against eyes. I guess it's not racism, it's more like
eye-ism.
Ableism, if you think about it.
Oh, tell me more about that. You played a lot of Katawa Shoujo. You're an expert.
Ugh.
She's got weird horns on her head. She's got horns like the one girl from that one anime, Overlord or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Horny.
Do you think... I think a scene of her, of somebody getting their ass stuck under the door would be hot in with any other character that didn't have a horse ass.
That's true.
Oh, it's Gachapon.
Wait, so you have a Winnie the Pooh fetish.
Yeah, I have a Winnie the Pooh fetish. Where, yeah, I like getting stuck.
I think it's actually a real fetish. The stuck in a wall, is that it? I don't know.
Oh, hey, look, it's a doll, like, girl. A kobold. Where's Jimmy at?
Hey, for all you furry fucks out there, thumbs up. Because I feel bad. I shouldn't have called them furry fucks. I'm a friend of furries, by the way. One of my best friends is a furry, so I'm allowed to get away with this. You know how hard it is for a straight white male?
Speak on that.
For one, when people get mad, I get mad at people because I get satyrs and centaurs mixed up all the time, and it really cheeses me off.
Ugh,
he looks like a real doof right there.
He looks like a real doof a lot of times. How bad could these sandwiches be? Does she just fault the sandwich?
I don't know. I'm not a huge...
Is she faulting the sandwich?
What do you feel about... Wait, is this... God damn. Oh no, look at this. Look at that spider ass.
Mm-hmm.
Siri, is there something weird with Siri's face? Is that just me? Is it drawn different than usual? I don't know. I feel like I'm just so tired.
I like Ragnara's outfits.
Yeah,
it's slightly different than the one she usually wears, I think. Why does she just carry salt with her?
Hey, listen.
Look at that upside down spider ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Damn. Motherfucker. This is fucked up. I can tell some bad shit's about to happen. That's what I say all the time about Sonic. I'm like, I wish I could do better by him.
I'm not worthy to stand by his side.
Yeah, that's why he chose Danica Patrick over me, but...
Mm-hmm. Is this the scene from Jungle Book with Winnie the Pooh voicing a snake?
Yes, I guess. Oh man, what's gonna fucking happen? Oh no.
He's got crushed to death by a horse.
They're playing some fucking NFL Blitz 98. Whoa!
Yo.
Look at him, he's flailing and freaking. This is me when
he's just getting crushed by the titty.
Yeah. I feel like I should say a joke right now.
Why does he always instinctively... No matter what he does, he always grabs boobs. That's like his first instinct.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. I've never touched a boob before. I asked my mom about it. Do they make, like... I've been wondering about from this show. Are they, like... If you were hanging off a cliff, would you rather hang on the cliffside or the boobs? Because I don't know. This guy seems to get a lot of grip and a lot of advantage with these, you know, like a lot of leverage with these boobs.
Oh, you can. There's definitely leverage is certainly the primary benefit here. Mm-hmm. You could pull yourself up on a pair of boobs.
Yeah. Okay. Does it work the other way too?
What do you mean?
Is that how Laura Croft got around?
Oh, by sticking her boobs into, like, holes in the rock face?
Yes.
I think so.
Huh. Well, this part was boring. Anyway.
Okay.
Is the show canceled? Because it's a bore. It said boring. Come on. Of course they had the boar's butthole on there, though.
Yeah, I made a note of that. I hate that we could see the boar's butthole. I don't know why they made
emojis.
We needed to see... I didn't put any emojis.
No emojis for that boar butt, boar ass. Hey, it's that fucking kobold.
It's a fucking doll girl.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
She is cool.
She's kind of like, she's just like looking for kids' physical fitness, and that's good. You know, this day. She's like a
slim good body.
Slim good body. She's definitely not a Mac tonight.
Now hold on. Now what if slim good body? What if there's a slim good body girl? And by that I mean, you know how slim good body, you can see all of his internal organs and through his skin.
Oh, like what if there's just one of those? What is that display again that they tour around the country? It's like
the Bodies Museum. Bodies.
Monster Girl Bodies Museum. I got kicked out of it.
Because you're just jerking off.
Yeah. I mean, I also got kicked out of the humans one, too.
Because you were also jerking off.
That's the most fucked up thing. Oh, that's awesome. That would be so good. That's a fucking story to bring back to the grandkids. The orphanage.
Oh, you think the people that jerk off in museums are the kind of people that have grandkids?
That's why I switched over to an evil orphanage doctor who's actually using the orphans as, like, experiments for, like...
Oh, look, it's anime Paul Blart.
Dark alchemy. Anime Paul Blart's horny here again. Anime Paul Blart doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand this giant pig.
Oh, no. Could you be D, perhaps?
Who is D?
D has come to.
D, oh, fuck, I was about to say that. God damn it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, my D has come to. Like, dick, come.
I feel you. I get it. Listen, I don't know. I don't really like this succubus. And this is coming from a guy who classically, like, succubi are like... A plus in my book. Like they always bring it to me, but
oh yeah, Russ is always saying she suck me. Get it? Succubus?
Yeah, she suck me. I always get like whenever I have one of those dreams where somebody's sitting on my chest, I get so fucking like, yeah, keeps in there, baby. I know I've argued that it's a hag in the past, but isn't it also a succubus?
Yeah,
I think it was
kind
you
was
telling
thing.
Me that the origin of the hag was a succubi. Mm-hmm, and then they kind of spun off in two directions.
Yeah, and incubi too, like the band.
Do you think there's a vagina detente monster girl?
Oh, did you say vagina detente?
Detente, isn't it detente?
Dentata. Detente is the political thing from the 1970s.
No, well, that's a date. Isn't that a coup d'état?
That's detente.
Eh, whatever. I'm not Mr. fucking Francophile here. Mero's too into it. She's just like, let's be healthy. It's like, come on, guys.
Look, Russ, all I know is I just know about all the sort of thawing out or unfreezing period in the Cold War in like the late 1960s and 70s. That's détente.
Okay. Shut up. I was going to ask a question, but I lost my train of thought because you had to fucking...
I hate this devil.
Oh, yeah, Mero's too agreeing with everything. And I think these monster girls would really be into dominoes, much like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Very marketable.
Whoa.
I think the X-Men... Batman is just teaming up with... Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. I just want to make a quick shout out to
that...
my mom. Thank you
does
for
she...
raising
so,
me,
hold
right,
on.
Mom.
Does she have that? Okay, never mind. I was about to ask, like, does she have that web right in her pussy? But I guess she doesn't. Well, I'm glad we figured that out.
Anyway, I think this might be our worst episode we personally recorded, but I think this was a strong episode of Monster Musume.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we did terrible.
I think we just talked about détente and
you,
a bunch of meaningless
really
garbage.
You really got hung up on the détente thing. I was like, you know what I meant.
No, I don't know what you meant. You said détente.
The woman with the fucking teeth in her vagina.
I know what vagina dentata is.
But
come
you
on.
Really had to put a full fucking 20 minutes into really haranguing me about mispronouncing an obscure fucking monster. Am I the fucking monster manual? No, I can mess up sometimes, Alan.
I should replace you with fucking Nick Nolte.
I feel like you keep attacking. Why did you... I hate you.
I'm going to replace him with Nick Nolte because that guy knows the monster manual.
Nick Nolte really does know a lot about the monster manual. Anyway, please, Alan. Why? Anyway, here's Shrek. Anyway, Monster Girl, Police State. Glad these are they're good Monster Girls.
Paul Blart, we get it. Okay, come on.
PB. What candy is that? Have you ever had a candy with a wrapper like that? It keeps showing up.
No, I don't think they fucking exist anymore. I think they only like exist in like video games or TV shows where they need a short visual shorthand for candy.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I have a visually shorthand, I guess.
A gun. Anyway, Paul Blart.
Anime Paul Blart's going to factor in big on this next episode. Do you think he's always just...
Well. So look at this shit. So they had a bunch of dragons, but then they also had the doppelganger. And they made reference to the faceless god, who I'm guessing that they mean... I'm guessing that's a Lovecraft reference, right?
I guess. Or it could be that fucking Avatar The Last Airbender bullshit.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Nyarlathotep. I'm pretty sure that's who they mean.
But in Riley, he doth sleep or whatever.
No, that's Cthulhu, but okay.
Well, you know, elder gods and all that.
Elder gods, whatever.
Yeah, elder gods. The only gods I care about are if I wanted a horrific faceless god, it's got to be a sexy
faceless monster girl.
There actually is a fucking. Did you know there actually is a hot girl version of Cthulhu monsters?
That sounds cool.
No, it's actually really bad. It's not a very good anime.
Oh, well, that's bummer.
Was it Nyoraku-san?
Oh, wait, anyway, I rolled that for a Lurchin in the random anime game, but she'd already seen it.
Yeah, it's not. Well, sorry, Lurchin. Shouts out to a Lurchin.
No, I think it was bad. I think she said it was bad.
Yeah, it's not funny. Anyway, but we are. If you haven't noticed, it's a really good podcast.
Yeah. and you know who else is funny? Our fans. They asked us some questions. Maybe they're funny, maybe they're not.
Well, by fans, you mean people who follow us on Twitter and just want to... I think one of the people here listens to our podcast.
That's fans. That counts.
That counts. Well, drop a question on me, Alan.
Oh, I don't have Twitter open. You've got it, I thought. Fuck.
Okay, I can just ask it then. I'm really good at this. If he's a friend of the show, prior guest, Rory at Tohomo on Twitter asks, if he sucked the titty juice, wouldn't he grow big or something?
That's
maybe
not the thing.
Already very big in his dick zone.
Oh, yeah, you think that
maybe
went right to his dick?
Maybe he was very small and had a needle-like dick. Do you think it's the same as, what is that? Replenish? What is that? Male enhanced,
extends? Bigger. Yeah, extends.
Yeah. Did you know that's where extends comes from, is dryad?
Dried titty juice.
Yeah. That's why they call him Titty Boy, is because that, 2 Chainz, before he earned his chains in single combat.
Mm-hmm.
Which he did. He would go into the forest and battle corrupted nymphs and then collect their titty juice.
That's true.
Which they converted into codeine.
That's hence. Two Chainz is like about six foot like four or something like that, and he got that tall because he drank all that dryad titty juice. So there you go.
So say what you will about his skills as a rapper, which are very good.
Mm-hmm.
But he earned his respect in his classic battles against monsters, which is a real thing. He was a monster hunter.
Yeah, he loves that boy pussy, I guess.
No, those are Capcom's Monster Hunter.
Oh, you mean generic Monster Hunters? Like Van Helsing doesn't, I guess. Okay.
Van Helsing is kind of a vanilla guy, and he doesn't eat ass.
Okay.
Except when Frankenstein
eats Frankenstein's ass. Yeah. But Frankenstein's the weird thing about eating Frankenstein's ass is you don't know if it's whose ass it actually is because it's like stitched on there.
I thought it was Aaron Eckhart's ass. Anyway, let's get to the next question. Which monster girl would your mom approve of you marrying, and why? I think my mom's a really accepting and nice lady. So
I think so too.
Well, my mom would just be happy I had a girlfriend.
So, yeah. I say Mia's probably the most mom friendly. Oh no, you know what? Syria. I bet moms would love Syria. Huh?
I think my mom would be like, Mero seems really nice, but she should put on a t-shirt.
That's true. But Mia's always got those stylish outfits. She tries to learn how to cook.
She has style and she has flavor.
Mm-hmm. I think moms love that. Sari is a responsible young woman, so I think.
And as we all know, Alan is a friend of moms.
I love moms. Moms are good.
Well known established fact. But Mars, shut up. Alan needs moms.
Yeah, fuck Mars. I'm gonna go to Mars and take all their moms back.
I'm talking about the Roman,
the Roman god Mars.
Well, wait, are you Seth Green in that one movie?
Which one?
Mars Needs Moms.
He's in that movie?
Yes, he plays three characters, and he does the mocap for the little kid. It's fucked up.
That is fucked up. I thought he would just like smokes weed and laughs.
Well, too bad for him. And then we asks, if you were a monster girl, what would you be? Is this like what we'd probably end up being, or what we'd want to be?
Let's do both. So, Russ, what would you want to be?
What I'd want to be? What monster girl would I want to be? I think it would be pretty fun to be the spider girl.
It would be pretty fun to be a spider.
Because it would also be really cheap to get drunk because, spoiler alert, in a later episode, it turns out caffeine is what makes spiders get
I think I would also like to be a spider or slime. Like,
so I'm just a horrible person and I just want to drink myself to death on Coca-Cola.
Pepsi Max, maybe. We don't know how it's soda like affects slimes, because maybe it'll affect them too.
I'm sure it just makes them horny like everything.
That's out. True.
It's not that hard. I'm a storyteller. I can see these things.
Mm-hmm.
What monster girl I'd probably end up being? Probably like... I'd probably be a satyr or something. Play a pan flute. Try to fuck a dryad or something, because that's... You know me.
I'd probably be like a cat.
I'm dark.
A cat girl.
Really?
I sleep a lot.
Really? You just feel... you could technically be a lizard girl, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I do that, too. Yeah, okay.
Because you would bathe on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
You would sunbathe on a rock.
That sounds good, actually.
I could picture you sunbathing on a rock.
That's, that...
Getting warm? That sounds fun.
That does sound fun. I want to do that. Yeah, okay.
Do you think we'd be friends?
No. We're not in real life, so...
Well, I'm saying in this fantasy universe, not this real universe where you clearly fucking hate me.
Yeah, not...
My goddamn guts. I wish I was dead.
You say you're supposed to be some sort of goat girl?
Fictional cartoon universe? Where... Yeah.
If you were a goat girl, no. I don't fuck with goats.
Alan, the laugh you made when I said, do you think we'd be friends? You were like, the most malevolent, hateful laugh I've ever heard. It really stung me deep. It still hurts. You're doing it now. Anyway,
good. This
has been Every Week Cast with Monster Girls. Good app.
Good app.
Follow us. I'm twitter.com/pissgoblin.
Twitter.com. So I was about to give the URL. I'm not fucking going to do that. It's Action Alan on Twitter. I'm not going to give the URL. You must trick me.
Follow us on Hogcast SD as well. Led you to my trap. I played you like a damn fiddle.
God damn it.
You played us like a damn fiddle.
Russ, I'm a monster girl already.
Yeah. Hogcast SD. Rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher if you're a fan of Stitcher.
If you're a fan of Stitches.
Or rate and subscribe us on some sort of Android thing. I don't know.
Go get a fucking robot to do it for you, you droidos.
Droid. You fucking C-3PO motherfuckers.
And BB-8?
Yeah.
I'm into BBW, not BB-8.
IG-88? Oh, BB-8.
I hate BB-8.
Yeah, BB-8's gonna be a little racist.
I hate that little shithead.
Anyway, every week is a delight with a monster girl.
Every week is a delight with a monster girl.